Get in Yerushalmi, corresponding to Get in Bavli, Daf Chof Dalet. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Dalet Aleph, and the Mishnah at the beginning of the third Perek, Perek Kol Get. Kol Get, Shenechtav, Shaloi L'shem Isha, Pasul. Any get that was not written for the sake of a particular woman is Pasul. Kesad, Hayoiv, B'shog, B'shama, Kol HaSeifim, Makrim, Ish Ploini, Megashis, Ishtoi, Ploinis, Mimakom Ploini, Ra'ama, Veshmi, V'Veshem Ishti, What's the case? If a man overheard the Seferim dictating the words of a get as they wrote it, Pliny divorces his wife Plinus from the place Pliny, and he said, well, this is my name and my wife's name, it's possible for him to divorce with it. Yes, Mikan. Pasov legashis ishtoi, renimlach matzai ben iroi, brahma loi shmikashim ha, veshem ishtikashim ishtacha, pasov legashbai. Even further, if one wrote a get for his wife and then decided not to divorce her and found another man in the city with the same name and their wives have the same names, it's possible for the latter man to divorce with it. Even further, if one had two wives with the same name and wrote a get for the older one, he cannot use it to divorce the younger one. Even further, if one told a scribe, write a get for whichever wife I will want to divorce, it's possible to divorce either one with it. And the Gemara says, Ma'u makrin melamdei tinoikos. What is the case of dictating? It is the scribe teaching the young Talmidim, practicing writing gittin. Well, Yosef Mekan, why does it say even further? It means also the second case was not written lishma. The answer is there, in the first case it wasn't written l'shem an actual get, but here it was written l'shem a get. And then why does it say in the third case even further? Also the third case was not written l'shma. The answer is there, in the second case it wasn't written for the husband, but and not for the shem the wife either, but here was written lishmai but not lishma. Well, yes, Mikhen. Why does it say in the fourth case even further? Aman nechta lishmai v'loy nechta lishma v'mhacha nechta lishmai v'lishma and actually hayola koros lishma mishar v'shoina. There, in the third case, it was written lishmai but not lishma. Here was written lishmai and lishma, but it was not koros, which means clearly lishma from the beginning. Rav says that all of them, the Gittin and our Mishnah, are not Pasulim, means don't disqualify her from ever marrying a Kohen, except for the last case, which does disqualify. Ifi Omar Kulam Pasulim Chutz Mina Rishon She'enoi Pasul. Ifi said all of them are Pasul, except for the first case, which does not disqualify her. Rav Abba Bar Chinana Omar Kulam Pasulim, Rav Abba Chinana said all of them are Pasulim. Milsa Dirish Lokish Omar Kulam Einam Pasulim. Rish Lakish's teaching says that all of them are not psalim. Rish Lakish Omar, Kasav, Tawfa, B'Tayfes, Pasal. Rish Lakish said if he wrote the Tayfes in the Tayfes, it's Pasal, because a get is not Lishma, therefore we don't say that perhaps due to the braver means retroactive decision is considered Lishma, rather it's totally Pasal. We'll say Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Kulam Psalim. Rabbi Yochanan's teaching says that all of them are psalim. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Kasav, Tawfa, B'Tayfes, Kasha. The Vyachan says if you wrote the Torah in the Tefes, it's kosher, because Stamaget is written Lishma, and therefore perhaps due to this braver retroactive decision, it's considered totally Lishma, therefore it disqualifies to prior to marry a Kohen. Milsei de Rebbe Loza, Amar Kulam in a Psulim. Rebbe Loza's teaching says that all of them are not Psulim. Rebbe Loza, Shal, Kosov, Kedushin to Kosov, Shal, Lishmai, Maro, Yitpasu, Bar, Kedushin. Rather asked, if a Kedushin document was written lo lishma, does Kedushin take effect? Bima de loy svichim la begitin chain of psulim lefum kain shal la the Kedushin. In tema svichim la begitin lo yishalena the Kedushin. Since he didn't ask about gitin in our Mishnah whether they disqualify, therefore he asked about Kedushin. If you would say that he had a question about gitin, he wouldn't ask about Kedushin. Ma im gitin al deshu sorech lishma bekosef lo lishma. She say Yugaba Gavishan Kedushin Shayna Sarech Lishma Kosh Lishma in a din she suba Kedushin. If in Gittin it has to be Lishma because a stam woman isn't destined to be divorced, and if he wrote it Lishma, divorce affects her means forbidden to the Kohen to marry a Kohen ever, then Kiddushin, which does not need Lishma because a stunned woman is destined to marry, and he wrote Loi Lishma, all the more so Kiddushin would take effect on her. But they pshitali, the Gemara for Kiddushin should be obvious to him, since a stunned woman is destined to marry, surely even Loi Lishma, Kiddushin takes effect on her. Ah, I should say Loi pshitali, however Loi Lamda, off of Kiddushin, Loi Megerushin, my Megerushin, Eina Megureshes, after Kiddushin and Megureshes. The answer is it's not obvious to him, because we learn a Kiddushin document only from divorce. Perhaps just like in divorce, Loi Lishma, she is not divorced at all, also in Kiddushin, she is not Megureshes at all.